This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Aerial surveys of Sitka Sound showed herring spawn stretching over 31 nautical miles. But that wasn't the only place to find roe. KCAW's Catherine Rose visits with researchers who incubate thousands of herring eggs to determine the effects of warming ocean temperatures.
As I descend into the basement of the Sitka Sound Science Center, down the narrow concrete staircase, I find a scene akin to something in a horror movie or an episode of Goosebumps. An eerie blue light and a loud humming noise emanating from behind a green tarp curtain. But Lauren Bell, a researcher working on her PhD through UC Santa Cruz, is reassuring.
Behind this glowing green tarp is a pretty cool experiment that we've just started where we're trying to simulate future conditions of Sitka Sound and rear herring roe from fertilization to hatch to see how they do.
Bell pushes the tarp aside and we squeeze into the makeshift room. On the floor are rows of small white tubs glowing bright from UV light. Each incubator holds about 300 herring roe, about 7,000 in the 24 trays. So Bell and her research partner, Assistant UAS Professor Angie Bowers, didn't need to collect more than a handful of herring to conduct the research. Just one fish lays around 20,000 eggs. Researchers know that the ocean is warming, absorbing excess CO2 in the environment, and becoming more acidic through a process called ocean acidification. Bell is trying to replicate those warmer conditions in Sitka Sound 100 years from now.
What that means is a projected increase in water temperature by about 4 degrees Celsius, and an increase in the CO2, the carbon dioxide content of the water. So more ocean acidification, the pH is actually going to be lower.
Researchers also hypothesize that kelp forests and seagrass beds can help offset that acidification process by absorbing CO2 through photosynthesis, creating refuge zones by raising the pH and making the environment less acidic. Now, Bell and Bowers are trying to figure out just how much kelp could help species like Pacific herring in warming conditions. And Bell says, though they're looking into the impact of temperatures 100 years from now, there could be some implications for the herring and the herring fishery today.
One, the temperature data, knowing that our waters are warming up, is going to change timing of everything for spawn timing, for development. And really, we don't yet know what ocean acidification is going to do to these guys at any stage of their life. So if we can start to get a picture of if they're more vulnerable than we think or less vulnerable than we think, that will hopefully influence kind of what protections we want to give them, how we manage them.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.